Hi, welcome to the EEV blog, an electronics engineering video blog of interest to anyone involved in electronics design. I'm your host, Dave Jones.
Hi, it's time for another Drive Time rant, and once again, this one comes from the forum that I read this morning, so thanks to whoever posted it. What it basically is hardware versus software, and well, which one should you choose as a career? Basically, which one should he get into? He's got a Bachelor of Computer Science, majoring in electronics or something like that, and sounds like he's got some experience, and he's been getting more into the software side of things, and I think his own words were, "I suck at it," or something like that. So he sucks at software, and he wanted to know, should he, start specialising in hardware, or can you actually master both? Is it possible to actually master hardware and software? And I thought it's a real interesting question. So let's talk about it, shall we? Hardware versus software. Now, I've got a new lapel, yet another lapel microphone. It's a Sony wired one this time. I'm not using the wireless, so I hope the audio works fine. It's a mono one. I haven't actually chopped the lead to turn it into a stereo one, so it feeds the signals into both channels. That's actually a problem. You buy a new mic and you plug them into these camcorders, all except stereo input, but if you get a microphone with a mono plug, it only feeds it into one channel, and that's really annoying when you go to edit, because you have to actually duplicate the audio on the other channel to produce stereo output, and it's another step, and it's really annoying. So generally when I get a new mic, I just chop the plug off and wire that mono signal, so it just feeds it into both channels, and I find that's just much easier than having to post-process it. Anyway, enough of that. Hardware versus software. Now, the first aspect of that is, first question is it possible to master both? And well, I'm not going to say no, because I do know some guys who are brilliant at both, but generally, no. The answer is no, you can't master both. It's the same with anything. I mean, you can master, say, you can master microcontrollers or something, and then you can not work on them for 5 years, and you can forget a lot of stuff. And same with software as well. You can be an excellent programmer, but then if you go on and do something else for 5 years, you can lose a lot of your skills, and it takes some time to pick them back up. So or the tools change in that time, which is another common thing. The industry shifts and all the tools change and things like that. So basically no. I don't think you should try to master both hardware and software. But basically, pretty much everyone in electronics design these days should be able to do at least, some software, some microcontroller software in C or something like that, or maybe even a bit of VHDL, or, but you should be able to, do some programming, even if you suck at it, like this guy said, and sometimes I suck at software too. I think I'm reasonably good at C, I think, in embedded environments, and I can do PC software in Visual Basic and stuff like that, but anything more advanced, all this latest web stuff, databases and web and Java and all these weird sounding names for all these web-enabled application programming languages or scripts or whatnot, I have no idea. Zoom, straight over my head, really. I don't think there's any way that I'm going to master that, so I'm not even going to try. So pretty much I just stick to hardware with a bit of embedded plain vanilla C thrown in, like C++. I have no idea about, object-orientated programming. I suck at that too. So I'm not going to try and master that. Because the problem with trying to be very good at software is that there's so many geeks out there and nerds who are graduating with computer science degrees, and you just won't be as good as them. They're just brilliant, and there's so many of them, and they flood the market. So, you know, if you try and specialize in software, you have to be really, really good and really, really talented at it, I think, anyway. So that's important. And if, you know, if basically this guy on the forum said, well, you know, I pretty much, you know, suck at it. I realize I'm not very good at software. Well, I think that's a dead giveaway not to try and specialize in software anymore. If you think you suck at it, go with your gut instinct, really. And probably switch to hardware. Spend more time on the hardware. Now, here's the other aspect of the question that, you know, what was it? Let's see if we can frame the question better for the purposes of this exercise, which is to get the, is hardware, you know, if, should you specialize in just one particular area like PCB design or FPGAs, like focus on that area? And this guy's afraid that if he doesn't spend time focusing on one area, he'll never be a master of anything, really. And I think that's pretty much true. You really have to get down, dig your heels in, and do some, you know, if you want to get into PCB design, you've got to do some serious PCB design. You can't just throw down a few, you know, 555 timer chips on a board and go, right, I'm experienced at PCB design. It's just, you know, it's just not going to happen. You really have to get down and do some meaty projects before you can consider yourself, you know, competent in that particular area. And if it's PCB design, you know, you've got to do high-speed PCB design. You've got to know all about signal integrity, EMI, DFM design for manufacturing, design for manufacturability. You've got to know how the PCBs are manufactured, assembled, tested. And there's a whole, you know, there's a whole slew of different things you've got to know about just for PC, just to become a really good PCB designer. And the same thing with FPGAs, for example. You can't just, you know, slap down 100 lines of VHDL and think you know all about FPGAs. It's just, you know, it's not that simple. Once again, you can know all about FPGAs. Like, I'm one example. Like, I know one of my day jobs is dealing with many different varieties of FPGA hardware and designing them and laying out the board. So I know intimately all about FPGAs, but can I do VHDL? Oh, barely. You know, I pretty much suck at VHDL. I could probably learn it a lot better, and I probably should, but I realize I suck at it, so I generally try and avoid it. If at all possible, I just toss it over to the software guys. Who are much better at that sort of thing. And once again, if you want to master something like VHDL, for example, there's many ways to write really shitty VHDL code. Let me tell you, it's really easy. You know, you can have all the experience. I know, you know, guys have been working on FPGAs for, and girls working on FPGAs for, you know, 10 years or something like that. They've churned out millions of lines of VHDL, but it's horrible. And the projects are, you know, the end product is unstable, it's untested, it's not characterized properly, and it's just crap. So really, just to a simple aspect like VHDL, you think you can master it, but, you know, if you're not really trained to, or, you know, get experience in doing meaty projects that are actually peer reviewed and tested and stuff like that, to find out if you've got any weaknesses in actually developing VHDL, then you might never master it. So hardware versus software. You know, I think there's just so many software people out there that, man, seriously, if you're on the, if you watch the EEV blog, then it pretty much means that you're interested in electronics and hardware. So, you know, to go specialize in software, I, I would, as a general rule, advise against it. But I know there are people who actually watch the blog, and they're mainly software guys, and they, you know, they used to do hardware, or they like to keep their hand in. That's why they're actually watching the blog. Woohoo, we're going through the M2 tunnel. It's dark and spooky. Woo-hoo. I'm using auto exposure this time, by the way, because the manual exposure didn't work. It's very hard to manually expose and get me in, get me exposed properly, as well as the bright outside sun. It's just it's just almost impossible. So, and I get complaints that people want to see out the window and stuff like that. I don't know why, really. In fact, I don't know why people watch this video. That's why I now do a podcast version and audio version of this. So if you just want to listen to the audio, you can certainly do that. So, hardware versus software. My advice to this guy on the forum is basically go stick to hardware, and go specialize in one or two areas, or spend, 6 months, 12 months specializing in a couple of areas and see how you go. Because really, ultimately, I think I may have mentioned this before, ultimately, if you're just a real generalist in electronics, you're probably not going to get beyond the gopher level of just, being the gopher guy around the lab or something like that, because ultimately you've got to specialize in at least a couple of aspects of electronics design to actually be, to be valuable and to be useful. So whether or not it's, whether or not it's PCB layout or VHDL and FPGAs, or whether it's embedded software and operating systems, and or whether it's power electronics, motor drives, whether it's RF, audio stuff like that, or system level design. Heck, you don't even have to design electronics. You can be a system engineer or something like that, and you can more of that system level design and things like that. So it's there's many, many areas that you can specialize in, and you should try and specialize in something. Otherwise, you're probably going to find yourself not being suitable for a particular job. Because if I'm sorting through, if I'm hiring someone for a job, and I'm looking through resumes and looking through hundreds of them, I'm going to sort it out. If I need a guy who can design microcontrollers or design FPGAs, I'm going to look for that specific experience, either in their job history or in other personal projects they've worked on. I'm just going to, if you just say, I've studied FPGAs at uni, I've done a course, I'm just going to toss your resume in the bin, because I know you're not going to be able to do the job, right? I don't care that you know about them. Any good electronics person should generally know about, a good lot of aspects of electronics, but do you specialize in it? Can you actually do the job? And, I want examples of real projects that you've actually done. So there you go. I hope that's useful. And once again, it's another stream of consciousness rant, and I have no idea if what I said was comprehensible or not. But see you next time.